back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality, where we discuss various topics and then bring you back to reality. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider. Here in the studio today, we have with us my main man, Brother Ja'far. Assalamu alaikum to you, brother.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. We go way back. And we have Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Zainab.
Alaikum assalam.
Actually, we have never met before. So are you studying in the Hausa?
Yeah, I'm studying in Jamaat al-Zahra here.
Jamaat al-Zahra. And where are you from?
I'm from Indian administrated Kashmir.
Okay, Indian occupied Kashmir. Ahsantum. And Ja'far, where are you from, man?
So I was born and raised in Houston, Texas, in the U.S. And after finishing my studies over there, I came to Qom to enter the Hausa and get Islamic studies as well.
All right, good. Thanks for keeping it brief. I wasn't asking for a life story. Okay, so I have a question for both of you, whichever one of you wants to dive into the discussion, inshallah. So the question is about, okay, this is really personal, But I want to know what you guys have to say about it. So sometimes when I pray on my own, like in my house, and I'm not distracted by anything around me, I'm really focused and attentive in my prayer. And I can really, you know, start to feel that khushu', that kind of inner fear that we're supposed to feel for Allah. On the other hand, when I go to a masjid, I've got 1,000 things going on, you know, there's people on the left of you, on the right of you, behind you, somebody's coughing, somebody's sneezing, somebody's, reciting their prayers too loudly and you can hear them, somebody's grunting weirdly, and then it's just all so distracting. And I don't feel that same spiritual high. At the same time, it is highly, highly recommended that we pray our prayers in Jama'ah. So I see a little bit of a dilemma here, and I was wondering who could help me with this dilemma.
Okay, so you're saying your dilemma here is praying in a congregation is, in a sense, keeping you further away from God, in a sense where you're not fearing God as much compared to when you pray on your own.
Oh, he kind of feels distracted.
Phones on silent.
So, in one sense, I can understand the dilemma you're having, because obviously when you're at home, you're on your own. There's nothing there to distract you. And obviously in a masjid, or even in any congregation, whether it's in a masjid or somewhere else, you have people walking around, you have other people talking, you have, suppose, mic systems going off, you have children running around crying, screaming. I can understand that. The main issue, the main, I guess, reason for us to pray in congregation here isn't just, you know, okay, if I'm going to get to get close to God, you know, it's just me and God, it's just me. I'm going to increase myself and, you know, we're going to leave everyone else in the dust, right? The main purpose of Islam here was so we get everyone together and we get closer to God together as a group, right? So the issue with, I guess, not being as focused in a congregation, I guess you could always, you know, state it at the beginning of prayers, you know, to like respect that time where people are praying, not to make as much noise. But, you know, I feel like it's something that you have to work on, and eventually you don't really pay that much attention to those little things, those little sounds here and there. You slowly find that connection and you feel even more focused because the people around you are also getting focused.
That may be true. So what you're basically saying is that Islam is a social religion and therefore it actually advocates for us to pray in congregation.
Exactly.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Sister Zainab, what's your take on this, or your initial thoughts?
I personally love to attend congregation, to Jamaat prayers, because it's the first reason is that it's highly recommended. And second thing is that I feel that congregation has got a lot of things to teach you. The reality of the prayers, like otherwise we see so many things about prayers. Like you said that I get distracted when I'm in Jamaat and I don't get distracted while I'm home. But what is the reality of namaz? Why are you praying? What are you doing that time? You know, I just went through one of the verses that was Wailul lil musallin. Allah says, hell to these who pray. And I was so much confused. I said to myself, oh my God, on one end, we are supposed to pray. It's obligatory. And on the other end, Allah is saying, hell with those, woe to them. Why this? And I started to find connection between the verses before this and verses after this.
Right.
Then I got to know that Allah is saying, go for infaq, you know, try to, you know, if there are orphans, try to give, try to, you know, upbring them, try to help orphans. And in the verses below this, he says that do not make a show off. Do not make a show off. Help the poor and all. So the reality of prayers is something else. Unless and until you don't go out of your home, you don't see people in Jamaat, you don't get to know about the, you know, Muslim brother, if there is someone in problem or not. While I'm in Jamaat, I meet so many people. It adds to my knowledge. I have discussions after namaz, and then it adds to my knowledge. And plus, I get to know if someone is in need or if someone is, you know, if someone is orphan, I would like to help, because that's the reality of namaz. Plus, it shows me unity. It shows us so many things. And even the worst, like I was so much wondering why we have ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, even if we are, know, reciting for other prayers. Why we recite ihdina? Now it means plural. So Allah is trying to teach us at each and every step, do not be self-centered.
Subhanallah.
Do not be self-centered. You know?
Actually, sorry to cut you off, but that actually brings us to this wider concept of our destinies being entwined with the people that we're living with. Often when Allah punishes a nation in the Quran, He brings His adab, it is to an entire qawm, not to an individual.
Not a particular person.
Right. And so it really, when you are standing with others in the prayer and you're all together standing in front of Allah and worshipping Him, I guess it does kind of
show unity.
Yeah, it shows that united.
It makes you a kind of obedient. You're following in each and every step. You follow from the first step to the last step of prayers. You follow an imam. And even the imam, if you see in Jamaat, is standing somewhere at low-lying place and people showing you, teaching you something else. Like if you someday get a leader, be, you know, down to earth.
Yeah, that's another good point, actually, that it is not only teaching us to see ourselves as a collective entity, but also to follow a leadership, which is a central and important point. Brother Jafar, so the sister mentioned another point about the congregational prayers, which is that there's lots of other benefits. You get to meet people who you have never met before and others who you have met before, but you get to learn something new. You get to know what the flaws are in society, if there's any orphans or people that need help. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I completely agree, especially for masjids and congregations in the West. You have people who are new to Islam, who don't know most of the basic, suppose, practices and rituals. And one of the best places for them to learn that is to see people do it in a group, right? In an area where, look, they're not going to be criticized for what they're doing. Right? So somewhere, whoever that may be, in a masjid, no one's going to criticize you for praying. No one's going to criticize you for making supplications, right? And then also what the sister said, like to understand the other person over there, the hardships they might be going through, any help someone might need. That for sure, if you're just sitting at home, and I'm not saying you're just sitting at home and doing nothing, but even if you're praying, you got the prayer aspect down.
Yeah.
But the ijtima'i aspect, the understanding the community, understanding your place in the community to help others, that you're lacking that if you're staying at home.
I would like to say that we have so many good teachings in Islam about distractions as well. If someone distracts you more, is the children, because adults at least respect at times of prayer.
Oh, trust me, I know. They climb on your back, they take away your turba, they move your
They do so many things. And I guess the best example is from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam used to climb over his back, he used to mount on his back. And even in the Jamaat prayers, people asked Prophet, after he finished the prayers, they asked him, "Oh Prophet, you prolonged your sujood." And we were confused whether you're okay or are you receiving some revelation or what happened. And Prophet replies, "No, like, you know, Imam Hussain alayhi salam was climbing on my back and I wanted him to be satisfied. So that's why I prolonged my sujood." And this is such a nice gesture, such a, you know, compassionate gesture, such a humble gesture.
Really beautiful. And it does bring tears to your eyes.
And like this, this such kind of behavior gives your kids a positive feeling about Islam, a positive feeling about prayers. It does not, you know, they do not get any negative energy. Whenever someone is praying, and someone will shout at me right now, "Go away, I want to pray." And well, we always, and that's so much needed. We need to teach our children about the prayers.
Aside from children, sister, what if you're just an antisocial person? Because like for me personally, other than Jafar here, I just generally don't like seeing people, you know. I just don't want to see people, you know. I just want to be in my house. I just want to be on a mountaintop somewhere, just staring into space. I don't want any voices or people around me. How are we supposed to overcome this feeling of just wanting some sort of solitude, apart from Jafar?
This kind of shows that you are self-centered.
Excellent. Yeah.
This kind of shows that you're self-centered. You, after all, a human being is a social animal. He needs to... He cannot do things independently. He is dependent on others. So he needs to understand that sometimes there are sacrifices. There are so many things. So we are social animals. We need to be in society. We cannot be without society. Society is important.
Okay, then coming to Brother Jafar now. Sayyid Jafar, what if you're finding it difficult to overcome that? You just don't... What if you're afraid? What if you have social anxieties?
I would say you go and at least try it, right? Because again, you don't know how you would react to it if you haven't tried it at all, right? If you're just sitting at home on your own, then you're never going to understand if you have social anxiety, how to deal with social anxiety, how to deal with just other people.
You're saying Islam actually helps us to...
Exactly. It opens the door for us to do it, right? And suppose even if you're suffering from this, you might find someone who might help you in this.
Yeah. And maybe you always met bad people.
Yeah. Right? We're not saying everyone is good here.
Yeah, or maybe your perception of people is bad. Maybe you're seeing the bad in people. Maybe you're seeing the evil in people.
Exactly. Someone might be there to help you, I guess, reset your vision on the world and on people in general.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Isn't prayer so important? Because it is the pillar of your faith. There's a hadith that tells us that if your prayer is not accepted, then none of your deeds will be accepted. Yeah. And if your prayer is accepted, then all of your deeds will be accepted. Considering that prayer is that important, is it not, should we not prioritize the prayer over social interaction? Oh.
Well, who's saying that we're prioritizing over social?
No, let's say that there is a certain person, right? Mm-hmm. And that person just, they can't focus. They just, no matter how much they try, if they're in congregation, they can never ever focus. I'm just saying theoretically here, the only way they can focus is at home. On their own.
No, I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree. I don't think that people cannot focus in Jamaat. Your intention is very, very important.
Okay.
The intention you go with in the namaz is very extremely important. You don't need to show off someone that you memorize a very huge, very high, very big surah. So in Jamaat, you basically learn to follow. You learn to be obedient. You learn to be, you know, you get that tawazu in yourself. You come to, you know, you get kind of, because it takes you out of that pride.
Sorry, what was tawazu?
That's something that's taking you out of pride. Coming down to earth, you know, taking you out of
humbling
pride.
Humbling oneself.
Yeah. So I think this comes only with Jamaat prayers. Once you're alone, you're not aware of that thing. But once you're following someone, you ask yourself, your nafs tells you that you have to follow Imam. You cannot offer, you cannot, you know, recite any verses before him. You cannot go to ruku before him. You cannot go to sujood before him. It teaches you step-by-step obedience, being humble, being down to earth. And that's extremely important because that's the only reason, the pride. That's the only reason shaitan was thrown out of, you know, Allah kind of, you know, was angry with him. Otherwise, he had no other issue with him. Pride was a basic thing. Yeah. So if humans get that, tomorrow Shaitan will say, oh, Allah, I only had this thing. And these humans, they are praying and they still have this thing.
Sister Zainab, Sayyid Jafar, thank you very much for being on the show. That's all we have time for, unfortunately. Dear listeners, we hope that you enjoyed and benefited from the show. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.